And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends.
180 degrees. New direction. Good morning, Local 304 in Columbus, Ohio. This morning's podcast is what I would call a teaching podcast for the union representatives in Columbus, Ohio. And I want to start off by saying, if I'm active in my office at this time, then we would have had this meeting in the union office. But since I'm not, I'm going to put it on a podcast. Hey, this morning's teaching module comes to us concerning Article 8. Now, let me lay down a little bit of information on why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Employees in Columbus, Ohio are being employees in Columbus, Ohio on the overtime desire list are not getting treated fairly, and the union don't seem to be able to offer any relief to these employees. Well, let me try to break some things down this morning, and again, I'm hoping what I'm saying will be heard by my union, and maybe you can put some of these principles into practice, because I want to tell you, you haven't been doing it so far. And to the union in Columbus, Ohio, I know my words may be hard, but I really want you to understand, I'm not really slamming, I'm trying to lift. I'm not knocking down, I'm trying to lift up. Currently, on the overtime desire list, we are allowing management to skip over non-drivers in the list, and it's funny, I hear the union coining a phrase about window of opportunity. Stop with that nonsense, okay? Because let me tell you something about a window of opportunity. If we really understood window of opportunity, we wouldn't use that as a defense. That sounds like some managerial rhetoric. I read the contract. I don't see anything in there about a window of opportunity. You got to understand, the overtime list is a national agreement item, Article 8. So when post offices decide to arbitrarily change your start times, 4 and 5 different start times per tour, that does not trickle down. That does not trickle down to Article 8 in the NASA agreement and modify it. Article 8 on overtime is very simple. I mean very simple. Overtime list is set up on a rotating basis. Period. Slam the door. That's all we need to talk about. But the agency in Columbus has convinced the union of this window of opportunity nonsense, and people on the overtime desire list are being passed over consistently for overtime opportunity because the union is buying into a window of opportunity. Well, I'm going to smash that nonsense right now on this podcast. Hey, listen, folks, let me explain to you. When the Postal Service set up the overtime list, and I'm going to try to keep the numbers small, again, just so you can follow along with me, and I don't want to try to get too complicated. We've got 4 people on the overtime desire list. 1, 2, 3, 4. When the opportunity for overtime arises, that is the pecking order in which they should be scheduled. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you maintain that rotation. Now, let me tell you what management has bamboozled the union. I like that word. That's second day in a row I use it in a podcast. But let me tell you how management has bamboozled your union staff. And it's time to wake up, folks. They have you convinced that I only need drivers, so therefore the mail handler without a pit license is being passed over. Or they have you believe that because they have given you a start time that's 3 hours later than other people on the same tour, they can skip you in rotation because of Here we go with that nonsensical phrase, window of opportunity. I'm telling you right now that's wrong, and I'm also telling you to demand that your union fight different. Let me explain what I mean. Let's just say everyone in my unit, I've got four people on the overtime desire list. Three of them start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and one starts at 9 o'clock, 3 hour difference. The mail handler who starts at nine is second in rotation, but the union is allowing management to skip that person because they're saying if they bring him in the 4 hours early, it doesn't cover their dispatch time or whatever they got going on at that time. I'm telling you, that's wrong. You bring those folks in right in rotation, but it's going to require some management, and here's where the problem comes in. If my start time is later than everyone else's in my tour or in my group, they bring them in, skip me over, and they tell me about some window of opportunity. Well, I say to them, nonsense, because if you stay in rotation, what you do is you bring one, two, three, four people in on the list. That person who comes in later, he just allowed you the opportunity to send an MHA home so that MHAs aren't going over 8 hours. I'm going to say that again. Because you have a late start time, management cannot skip you in rotation. The rotation is still solid. If your start time is later and they bring you in, then what they should do is send an MHA home and reduce MHA hours. But they're not doing that. You're just getting skipped over on the list, and the union has bought into this window of opportunity nonsense. And I'm telling you, that is nonsense, folks. Get with your union, file your grievances, and if your union can't fight that fight, then you come and see your suspended president, because I can fight that fight. I'm going to give another example, and I'm going to use fictitious names just so we can follow along. Here's this new scenario. Tour two, universal sort of. Let's just say the first person on that list has a driver's license. The second person, let's just give her a name of Roni, a fictitious name, and Roni don't have license. Well, what happens is they keep skipping Roni and telling Roni, you can't come in because you can't drive, but yet they're still working MHAs on overtime. Wrong answer. That person who comes in, that number one spot who has license, they come in and drive. Roni comes in and she relieves MHAs from going over 8 hours. Let's take that even further. Stay right on tour two, universal sorter. Let's say hypothetically you have another mail handler. Let's just give another fictitious name. His name is Clint. Well, Clint starts later than everyone else. So now you continually skip Clint in the rotation on this window of opportunity crap, and MHAs are still going over 8 hours. No, that's not the intent. If you stay in rotation, those who come in, they will perform the immediate overtime function that you are in need of. And those who start later, they come in and they relieve MHAs the opportunity of going over 8 hours. That's how you work the overtime list. That's why the overtime list is set up in rotation. And I want to tell you, union in Columbus, Ohio, you're doing your members a disservice when you don't follow the grievance and get them compensated for being skipped. Well, again, if they're being skipped for an MHA, well, then that's money. If they're being skipped because they keep skipping them with another person on the overtime list, then that's a makeup opportunity. But you are due compensation, and you must be diligent in filing your grievance. And when those grievances come back denied, please see me, because I'll show you how we can get them fixed. Now, again, this is directed at my branch office in Columbus, Ohio. I understand that there are some offices in Local 304 where the union actually selects the overtime. Well, just by allowing your union to select your overtime, if that actually does exist, well, you automatically give up any Article 8 violations just by buying into a system where the union picks your overtime. A lot of people think that's a cool way to do things, but I say let management do management's job, so when management don't do their job properly, we can be compensated. Let's have a great day. I hope I shared some information. If anything I said was confusing, please contact me directly at Kenneth Hodge, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, 304.com. That's my email address, or hit me up on Facebook, again, because I love interacting with the members, because I want to always let the members know that the craft, that's my top concern. Have a great day. Branch President Kenny Hodge, soon to be your local President Kenny Hodge.